Senate Democrat candidates leverage leaked Supreme Court decision to eliminate filibuster. By Jacob Bliss on May 3, 2022. Democrat Senate hopefuls are using a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion that would overrule Roe v. Wade to push for the upper house to eliminate the filibuster and codify the right to an abortion. Senate Democrat candidates, Wisconsin's Tom Nelson, Ohio's Representative Tim Ryan, Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, are looking to use the documents published by Politico that claim to be the draft opinion but are not the binding decision of the court unless at least five justices sign it, as leverage to convince Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, to eliminate the filibuster. Democrats have wanted to eliminate the filibuster to make it easier for the left to pass partisan agenda items. The leaked documents will provide another path for the Democrats to try and eliminate the filibuster, a tool that has been used to give the minority party a voice in the Senate. Nelson's statement said that Schumer needs to blow up the filibuster and codify the right to an abortion and noted that the leaked opinion shows the high stakes for Wisconsin to replace Senator Ron Johnson. The Supreme Court has shown their hand. Senator Chuck Schumer must call a special session to blow up the filibuster and codify Roe now, he wrote in a statement. Ryan's released statement claimed that the decision by the Supreme Court, if true, is absolutely wrong. However, his statement also indicated that the Democrat-controlled Senate should end the filibuster and use it to pass the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe and protect abortion rights from attacks at the state and local level. Overturning Roe v. Wade would be absolutely wrong, not to mention catastrophic for Ohio, where Republicans have passed one extreme and dangerous proposal after another to ban abortion without exceptions even for rape, incest, or medical emergencies before most people even know they're pregnant. We cannot sit back and allow the Supreme Court to gut Ohioans' most fundamental rights. Control of the Senate has never been more important. It's time to end the filibuster, pass the Women's Health Protection Act, and fight like hell to make sure all Ohio families are free to make these critical decisions without interference from politicians in Columbus or Washington. Barnes released a statement that it has never been more clear that the Senate needs to abolish the filibuster and take immediate action. It has never been more clear why we need to abolish the filibuster and take immediate action to protect every person's right to make decisions about their own bodies. Republicans have proven they will stop at nothing to strip every individual of their right to an abortion. We must act now. Fetterman, in a statement, said that the right to an abortion is sacred, which is why the Senate act quickly to eliminate the filibuster to codify Roe into law. Let's be clear, the right to an abortion is sacred, he wrote. Democrats have to act quickly and get rid of the filibuster to pass the Women's Health Protection Act plus finally codify Roe into law. We cannot afford to wait. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.